This week's feature album on 2SER is The Mumbai Exchange by X Generation, a spicy masala of disco heaters, cinematic drama, even venturing into new age and acid jazz territory, evoking the intoxicating sights and sounds of India's cultural heartlands, hedonistic textures and heart-wrenching emotion woven into a vivid sonic tapestry. It's been an excellent feature album. I've enjoyed it so much. And from X Generation, joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, Lewis Moody and Ziggy Zeitgeist. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
G'day, yep. Danny.
Hey, congratulations on the new record. It's absolutely fantastic. We've been loving having it as the feature album this week on 2SER. It is, of course, the follow-up from your previous record, which was the Napoli Exchange. This is an awesome project that you've got here. Sort of, how did you first sort of decide that this is the direction that you wanted to go with the music that you were making, to traverse the globe, go to different places, and sort of mix up what they were doing there locally with what you're doing?
Yeah, I think Ziggy and I both, I mean, we travel so much as touring musicians, you know, and sometimes it's hard to stop and like take stock of where you're at and realize the absolute privilege that you have to like be a part of a touring community that gets to soak up, you know, incredible sights and sounds and meet people all over the world. And I suppose this project is a bit of a homage to that. It's like some of our favorite places in the world, you know, that we've spent time in, performing in or just visiting and really fallen in love with and been really captivated by the cities and the people in the cities and the, you know, the culture that exists there. So we kind of like have done so much travel together, and then particularly with the Napoli one, we, you know, both of us separately were visiting Napoli quite regularly, and both of us on our own were like, wow, there's so much going on in this place, there's so much incredible culture that I think we need to make a record here.
Yeah. Did you know about the music of these places before you were there on the ground, or it's something like once you'd immersed yourself in the culture, once you were there, that's where you found out about all the great music being created in both Napoli and now Mumbai?
A little bit of both, really. I think we were like, Naples was definitely on our radar. I was already like following a bunch of the labels and that out there and hearing great music. I always just wanted to check out what the funk was out there, because they got crazy, crazy funky people out there, man. So I just wanted to get out there and check it. So basically that was a bit more on our radar, I think. You know, the Mumbai thing was a bit more uncharted territory in a way, but we also had dug up a lot of like the vintage sounds, you know what I mean? Like the Bollywood sounds of the 70s and the 80s. So that was in a sense on our radar. But yeah, obviously it always throws you a curveball, you know what I'm saying?
And you say you're there searching for the funk, but you're not just sort of confined to that one genre, are you? There's sort of everything that you're exploring on this latest album.
No, the funk on like a metaphorical, you know, large scale level. You know what I mean? Like
a metafunkical
level. The magic, like the...
And I think it's like the combination of how that, you know, we become familiar with the music from these places, but then also, you know, the personality of the city and the people in the city and the way that kind of interacts with the music and the, you know, this like the way they influence one another is what's really fascinating to me, I think.
Lewis, you're on keys. Ziggy, you're on drums. When you're immersing yourself in these cultures, are you also sort of learning about the instruments that are part of the music being made by those cultures, and you're learning to play new stuff as a result?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely, especially in India, like Sandeep, who was on the record, he's telling a story about his instrument passed down through like his family over a period of like over 100 years and stuff like this, like even the lineage and the culture and the, you know, that all of that juju that lives inside of just an instrument, you know, is crazy. So even on that level, it was super deep.
Yeah.
Besides the obvious technical stuff, which is also amazing, but you know.
I think that's particularly the special thing about India, is just like how deep the musical traditions go and how old they are. You know, Anuja and Vinay, the vocalists that are on the record, they're sharing musical traditions that are like thousands of years old with us.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, so blessed.
I imagine that's sort of half the joy of these musical excursions and this music that you're making, is that you're just sort of immersing yourself in such new worlds and finding out so much more, not just about the cultures, but just about sort of how humans as a whole interact with music.
Totally. Yeah. And like, it's the ultimate deep end as well, you know, because that, you know, that was a real thing for us, like for me particularly, playing a harmonic instrument. The sense of harmony and melody from the East is so different to our traditions that I've grown up with. And so, stepping into this with like absolute masters of the practice, we were so lucky to have the people we had on the record. It's like going from 0 to 100 in terms of working with people from another world and another tradition. And so trying to keep our heads above water in that sense was like, in one way, absolutely terrifying, but kind of trusting the process and knowing that's what will become of it will be what is so interesting. It's like finding this middle ground of that, of what we don't know.
And I imagine this is the question you're probably going to get asked the most. You've done the Napoli Exchange. We're now celebrating the Mumbai Exchange, the feature album this week on 2SER. Where to next? Or have you done everything? You've done it all. No more traveling.
It's hard to say. No, there will definitely be more travels, man. This is just the beginning. It's just like waiting for, I don't know, that inspiration to strike. You know what I mean? Like, in a way, it's got to find you as well, I think. So these collaborations have fallen into place in a way that felt natural, you know, and it happened as it does as well, you know. So it's a lot of that trusting in the process again, you know.
Yeah, it's been a very organic process so far, like just kind of finding ourselves in these cities and being like, oh my God, this is amazing. What's going on in this place? We need to kind of collaborate here,
Well, I look forward to whatever comes next. We're going to celebrate the Mumbai Exchange in the meantime. Congratulations to you both for that being the feature album this week on 2SER. Ziggy Zeitgeist and Lewis Moody, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Danny, thank you, mate.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your time.